Okay, everybody, I hope you'll come down to 10 to Beverly Hills tonight. I'm going to be on here from our restaurant at 10 to Beverly Hills with the very great and wonders George, Bob Green. Bob, how you doing?
You look at George Green.
Bob Green. And here's Phil Henry.
Right. Thanks very much, Ted. And yeah, it was kind of curious that you mentioned George Green.
I don't even know who George Green is. Do you?
George Green, I think, worked for a newspaper or something, but
But we're here at the restaurant, Phil Henry, and you take it away.
All right. Well, we have Ted at the at Ted's of Beverly Hills along with Bob Green, and I don't think you two guys have been together, together to be talking about your business ever on the show.
Well, I think this is the first up, Bob.
What I do is go into your prime rib room here, Ted. I'm really interested in the functionality and the beauty of the place, and I'm going to be in here and. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Well, the question was, have we ever been together talking business on the air, and I don't think we have.
No, we have not. But the reason why I'm here at Ted's Restaurant is because I want to get his advice on advertising. He has the famous Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle that we just heard, and, you know.
Well, I'm going to do what I can to help you out with that, Bob, and we're very excited to be here. So, Phil?
All right, so Ted Bell and Bob Green are there at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we are going to check in with them in just a moment. We're here on the in studio with Margaret Gray.
Hello.
And General Galen Shaw and Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Yep.
And we'll commence with our show. Now we're going to cut over now to Chris Norton now, who's there in the Redondo Mall. Chris, you've got a song you want to sing, I understand?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is a song that's going to be heralding a new film. Mr. Henry, that we're going to be doing very, very, very soon. But I'm here at the Redondo Mall on my way over to your studio, so...
He's going to sing it live.
He's coming in. Oh, you're coming in here?
Yeah, that was... So when I got the phone call...
Well, what are you doing at the mall?
If you want to know, I'm buying some underwear. I'm actually buying... I ran out of some... I got to get underwear, you know. Yeah.
All right, so he's getting underwear. All right, thanks, Chris.
I mean, I'm getting the jock.
Chris Norton there getting a jock, not a jock strap.
Yeah, Jesse said he needed extra jock straps.
Great. He's at the Redondo Mall, but he's coming here.
Yeah, he's on his way over here. Not how long it's going to take, but it shouldn't take that long. He's going to sing a song that is going to be featured in a brand new film.
Chris is producing a new adult film called, what is it called, General?
It's called I Sit High in the Saddle, How About You?
Yes, that's the...
And that's a new adult film.
That is a new adult film, yeah.
So... Oh, it's called, what is it called? It's called I Sit High on the Saddle. How about you?
What does that mean?
I don't... Well, three guesses, you know.
I think it's a reference to his anatomy and the inability...
Yeah, the inability. He can't sit down.
Oh, because something's too big? Is that... Oh, man. You know.
Well, Phil, you're the one that invites these slobs on, you know.
I didn't book... who booked this?
You just called him Boog.
No, he called me... He said, who... You called me Book.
I said, who booked this, and it came out Book. Okay.
You know, you're always mocking President Trump for blurting things out, Phil. You almost called Bub. What's your name?
Bud.
Not Bub.
I thought it was Bub.
I almost called him what?
You almost called him Boogie.
Yeah, that's kind of racist. Except he's white.
Yeah, I'm white.
Yeah, he's white.
Who gives a...
All right,
Yeah, there's the line there. Yeah, come on. I'll go get it.
Get the door. Chris Norton's at the door. Here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, welcome to the show. Good of you to be with us here on this, whatever the hell this is, Thursday. I got to go over and get my, I got to get my haircut, and I got to get some stuff.
You got to buy some shirts for that photo shoot.
Oh, I got to buy some shirts. And I got to pick up my mail, man. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Ring.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Miss Ring.
Hey, Joe.
Chris?
Rob?
Yeah, sit right here.
Yeah, sit here.
So, Chris, you have a new film coming out called I Sit Up High in the Saddle. How about you?
That's correct. Thank you for, first of all, Mr. Henry, allowing me to be in here and to talk about, you know, my new film.
Tell me about, is the film, none of your films yet, I know that you say that you need to do more cutting, but none of your films have really been released yet on any kind of distribution platform, have they?
Well, you can get, I'm not sure I understand.
Well, where can we get, for instance, your first film, Rex riding Rex, was it Rex Rod Mountain?
It's called Climb Rex Rod Mountain.
That's a climb, right? Where can we get that?
That you can get probably as soon as I release it, you'll be able to get on Baby Vibe.
What is Baby Vibe?
It's a new platform.
Yeah, for videos.
On Baby Vibe or on bullhorn.gov.
Bullhorn.gov.
That's a government site?
No,
it's not, but... Okay, so, Chris, you have a new film, and when will this be done?
We're cutting it right now, but I said hi and Sal, how about you? We're very excited because we've got Cowboy Bob, and...
Cowboy Bob, is he one of the male performers?
No, it's a female, yeah. She's...
General? Well, I don't know these names.
No, it's, yeah, Cowboy Bob's one of the fantastic... He does. He's sort of a specialty act, if you know what I'm saying, Mr. Henry.
So when you say a specialty act, generally in entertainment, that means they can do a certain thing?
That's that exactly. I mean, if I may, for just a minute, just sort of to talk a little bit about it. I said, hi in the saddle, how about you? And Cowboy Bob and what he's able to do up high on a saddle. As soon as he does what he, I won't say what it is he do, but as soon as he do what he does, I mean... Excuse me.
As soon as he does.
Yeah, as soon as he does what he do.
No, as soon as he does what he does.
Okay, as soon as he does what he does, then he's sitting lower in the saddle, and that may probably give you a tip off.
Okay. God damn, what's so funny, man?
Nothing at all, man. You were laughing, Henry. So,
hey, if I'm laughing, I'm laughing. I'm not laughing at you, Chris. The idea was a little funny, that's all.
I mean, Mr. Henry, if I could just say... I recognize that those of us who work in the adult film business are the object sometimes of ridicule, and we understand, I'm not necessarily saying you, but we do understand a lot of that has to do with jealousy and the fact that, I have the ability to perform sexually with a lot of attractive women because of my sex energy. But I mean, God gave, I don't say God, but God gave, he did give it to me, and it is my God-given sex.
Okay, you want to sing a song, right?
Yeah, Chris came in to sing a song.
Yeah. This is a George Strait song. It's called All My S's Live in Tessa's. And
what is it called?
Yeah, it's All My S's Live in Tessa's. And it goes a little something like this, yeah.
This is All My X's Live in Texas. Here's Chris Norton. His new film coming out, I Sit High in the Saddle, How About You?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mr. Henry. And this is dedicated to all the guys like me who just... I mean, it's all my S's live in Tessa's. Yeah. And Tessa's is a place I dearly love to be. And all my S's live in the Tessa's. Yeah. That's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. This is for all the guys that got it on the run. Rosanna's down in Texarkana. Wanted me to push her broom, yeah. Sweet Eileen's in Abilene. She forgot I'm hung like a moon. I changed it. And Allison's in Galveston.
Let them do it, yeah.
Somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in temples, got the law looking for me, yeah. All my S's live in the Texas.
Live in Texas, Chris.
And can you stop the tape for just a minute? Yeah. I'm as great if I get it wrong.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do we start all over?
No, just roll it back, bud. That's okay. You're doing great, Chris.
No, I know I am. I just, you know.
Oh, you know you are.
Yes, I'm trying to... Is live in Texas.
Jesus.
In Texas?
I know, and Texas is a, I can see it, is a place I do. You gotta stop it.
Keep going, man.
All right. All my S's live in Texas. And that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. All right.
Little thing with the voice there, Chris.
Yeah, it's a country device where you just go, my voice, you know,
kind of a little hitch in the voice.
Yeah, a little crying hitch. Yes, I remember that old Brazos River where I learned to swim, but it brings to mind another time when I wore my welcome thin, my transcendental. Meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. Hey, all my S's live in Texas.
Chris Norton, folks. Thank you. And Texas is a place I dearly love to be. Oh, what are you looking at?
Well, it's not...
Don't keep singing, man. All my S's live in Texas. And that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding. It's been rumored that I died. But I'm alive and well in Tennessee. So that's... Just to answer a question, I do a little bit of a hitch there.
Oh, yeah, when you go, yeah.
It's kind of a country thing, right?
Yeah, it's sort of like,
I don't know how to say it.
Well, it's been described as having a little bit of a cry in the voice or singing in the voice.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, I was listening the other day to Neil Diamond. He was going, one of my favorite songs that my father used to play a lot, and I think I've always enjoyed, is called Melinda Was Mine Till the Time That I Found Her. You know, slobbering on Jim. I forget the words, but loving Jim. Yeah, loving Jim. Then Sue came along. Love was it. She. Neil Diamond's
Neil Diamond was a guy.
Right, okay, I knew that. I mean, but, you know.
Okay, so Chris, that's great, and that's going to be featured in the new film, Sitting High in the Saddle, How About You?
Yeah, that's correct, and so High in the Saddle, How About You is about, being a stud in the modern world. So you're going around and you bring it, you bring the lumber, you're doing everything you can to satisfy the women that you meet who are constantly, coming over and knocking on the door and hanging around and sleeping on your... I come home a couple of nights ago, this girl sitting, with her BlackBerry out, and I go, well, what? And she's like, I've been here since this. I go, what the hell, man? It's like, 1 a.m., and so I had no choice. I had to take her inside and give it sex.
Give it sex.
I mean, I'm sorry. Give her. All of the women run together, and
after a while, it's just a bunch of its.
Yeah, but that's not to say that
you don't love them. You just they're objects.
Yeah, they become sort of an odd what I call an object, not an object. Chris Norton, folks. Then Chris, thank you so much, buddy. Good luck with the movie. I want to get, can't we get a complimentary copy or something?
Oh, yeah, I'll get everyone. You, all of you,
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks a lot, son.
All right, and so you're just going to go back home?
Yeah, I mean, I have to get to work. Okay.
There goes Chris Norton.
Are you still working at a pharmaceutical?
God damn it, man. Don't talk. He doesn't want... See you later, Chris. Chris Norton here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
All my exes live in Texas.
Yeah, except he, I don't know. We have tried.
Look, Chris is riding home. He's going to hear you. And, he is who he is. At some point, you accept a man for who he is.
Phil, that is correct. But at some point, you ask yourself, sure, I accept you for who you are. Now, why are you on my show? God damn.
Yeah. All right, man. Good point. We have him on because he gives us a perspective on the adult film industry.
Yeah.
Oh, and we need that. That's something we are. Jesus.
All right, in a moment, we'll get over to Ted Bell and Robert Green. They are at Ted's at Beverly Hills. Bob Green is there. He's getting some advertising advice, right, Bud?
Yeah, he's going to be over there getting some advertising advice.
Right, that's what Phil just said. I'll do it. He's over there. He's got a new advertising slogan. He wants to get Ted's input on it, and I think he has a jingle as well.
Yeah, he has a jingle. Margaret, you've worked with him on this.
A little bit. It's not much, but... Bob has a burgeoning business. It's a grocery business, not a restaurant business, but he sees the success that Ted has.
All right, so Bob Green with his new...
advertising slogan.
A new advertising slogan, maybe a new jingle coming up here next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is brought to you by Stinson's Briquettes.
When you light a fire, you want that fire to burn.
Come on, baby, light the fire.
Stinson's Briquettes burn 60% longer, and they'll cook that meat the way you've always wished it could be cooked. Throw on a slab of meat, put those Stinson Briquettes up in a nice stack, then things begin to cook, and I do mean cook.
I love it when he uses Stinson's Briquettes.
Stinson's Briquettes. They cook longer, faster, faster and thicker. Stinson's Briquettes, available at Hausler's Meats and at Beefland. And by...
Hi, how you doing? This is Bill Fullwatt. Take a look at that beautiful diamond ring right there. That's right, that's yours. We have these beautiful stones at Fullwatt Jewelry. Now, these are only available for the next 3 months. It was a big, big gold and diamond discovery in Australia. They found out that the diamonds aren't worth much more than what you would put on a stereo needle. Full of carbon, real garbage. But you can tell her, that you bought her a 5-carat diamond for only $35. That's right, at Fullwatt Jewelry.
Fullwatt Jewelry!
Online at thewad.gov.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Now he's Mr. Henry.
That's right. We are at the El Pacifico in Southern California. And guess what? It's time for us to return to, for just a brief moment.
It's Ted Bell, man. Yeah. Ted.
Bob's over in the private room right now. Bob, how you doing?
I'm real good. We're going to find out from Rudy Canoza here some of the terms, and we'll work with the jingle with Rudy, too.
All right. Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth. All right, it's kind of a cooperative evening here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell and with Bob Green. They're at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Bob, you're with Rudy Canoza in the prime rib room, right?
Right. I'm talking to Rudy. Rudy, how are you?
Hey, Bob. Nice to have you with us.
And you had, you're working a little bit on jingle, and Margaret was, too. What do you think?
I'm thinking, Bob Green, everything about Bob Green is the best food in town. With Bob Green, he won't let you down.
That's good, except that, you know, the store is Fraser Foods,
you know?
That's it, yeah.
The store is Fraser Foods, but Rudy, not bad. So, but you want Fraser Foods, obviously, in the title, right?
Well, I mean, you know, every man has an ego, and I... If you ask me what I like to hear, my name, so try it again.
Bob Green, everything's coming up, Bob. I forget, excuse me, I forget the lyrics because I just wrote them.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, Bob. Go ahead, Rudy.
Bob Green, it's the greatest green scene. Everything is the green. I don't know,
So you didn't write them down, so...
I wouldn't get too offended.
Don't get offended by that, Bob. But Rudy is very good at improvising. Like Phil, what you talk about, what do you call it, Phil, improvising?
Yeah, just improvising a lyric.
Yeah. So, Rudy, let me talk to Rudy.
It's your boss.
Whoa, hold on. He's not my boss.
I'm not his boss, okay?
What do you mean you're not his boss?
I'm not. We are partners in the bar. Rudy owns 75% of the bar. I take 25%.
And even that is...
Well, let's not, you know...
Okay, I misunderstood. But anyway, here he is.
Yes, Ed.
All right, give it to me again, Rudy, if you wouldn't mind, because we are helping Bob with this. The original was wonderful. Can you remember it?
I'll try. Bob Green, it's the greatest green scene. Every kind of food your heart could want. At Bob Green, he'll keep you from want.
No, that...
Well, but he didn't write it down.
No, I know he didn't, but that's, thanks a lot, Rudy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, Bob, you know, he gave it a good effort, don't you think?
Gave it a good effort. But really, what I like, the one that Margaret...
I tell you what.
That's my phone?
No, but I tell you what. Why don't you just, next time you want to come in here, you let me know and...
Rudy, he's our guest.
No, I understand.
Sorry.
But Margaret, you have...
I do, and I think we have something. Bob loves it. And do you want me to...
Well, Margaret, here, let me do it. Margaret Gray came up with one that I think we really love. Fraser Foods, eat it, okay? Now, I know it sounds...
That sounds a little aggressive.
I know, first of all, it sounds as if...
May I do this because I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, General.
No, go ahead.
Bob Green's Fraser Foods, eat it. And then we have a billboard of me...
Yeah.
We have a billboard of me sort of extending my hand toward the motorist, because we're going to put this on the 405 near the South Bay, you know, on the 405 and on the 5, I should say. We're going to put this on the 5 right there at Beach Boulevard, Phil. You should get off to go down to Knott's Berry Farm.
Right.
and it'll be, I'll be there with an apron on, I'll be extending my hand toward the motorist, and I'll be holding some produce. Could be an apple, it might be a steak, or not produce, but it could be some of the, from the meat department. I might be holding a jar of mayonnaise, I don't know.
A jar of mayonnaise is not...
I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm extending the hand out. Bob Green, eat it. And that'll say, it'll say Fraser Foods, I should say.
Well, that's the thing I think you need to make clear to people. This is not about Bob Green. I know Rudy wrote the song for you.
Yeah, Rudy wrote... Rudy, I'm sorry, buddy. That was a very... Let me just shake your hand.
No problem.
It was a great effort. And you know what? It was a great melody.
I thought it was pretty good, Bob. I mean, you know...
Bob, you know what? I've heard... Let's put it this way. I've heard... You should have seen what we went through when we were trying to get... Put the meat in the mouth, you know.
I get that. But I'm not getting the reaction. When you did, we want to put our meat in your mouth all over the world. Now I'm saying Bob Green.
It's Fraser Foods.
Yeah, remember Fraser Foods.
Yeah. Fraser Foods. Eat it.
All right, now let me jump in here, Bob. It's General Shaw. As you started out the segment, you said it is traditionally seen as a bit of a pejorative, right?
That's true. Yeah, it is. But we think we turn that around when we say, Fraser Foods, eat it. And there I am with the billboard. I'm extending the hand toward the motorist, and in my hand is what have you.
Some item of food.
Exactly. And it'll say, Fraser Foods, and underneath my head, and I think it should be about chin high so the motorist can see it, Bob Green, CEO, and I'll have the hand extended. I'll be giving a meaningful look, because I told a photographer when we did the session, Ted, you know about this, right?
Yep.
I said to the photographer, look, you know, I want my eyes to look meaningful, and so he did a couple of shots. I didn't want it to be like I'm trying to, excuse my language, I didn't want it to look like I'm trying to pick someone up in the toilet, you know what I'm saying? But
I understand what you're saying. I think you want to look earnest, you want to look,
Who?
No, you want to look earnest as in feeling...
Oh, yeah, I see.
Okay. And you want to be looking and saying, here I am, Bob Green. Eat it. Eat this.
What do you think about eat this, Phil?
Either one. I think it's funny.
I don't understand
that. Phil's saying that you're going for the humor, right?
Going for the humor. Yeah.
Well, Bob, you're not going to say eat it without some kind of a comedic overtone there. Otherwise, people are going to be offended.
Yes, but it's really interesting. I got a gentleman here, Ted Bell, who every single day of his life is telling people to go ahead and take his meat. And
no, I don't. That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying we, as a restaurant, want to put our meat in your mouth.
Right, but and it's gotten you nothing but play and coverage, and I say, eat it, and I get a big shrug.
Interesting. Well, where are you going? Can I go over here and have a drink?
Well, you're on the air with us, Bob.
You're on. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's work on this, Margaret.
All right, Bob, this is what I was thinking. Fraser Foods, you eat it. Or Fraser Foods, where you eat it. You know, because I think what that lends itself to are children, you know, saying, we eat it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's grabbing him.
Why can't I get something like what Ted's got?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to say something that's borderline crude.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought, you know, eat it would do it.
What about beat it? You know, if you want to, like, but that doesn't have anything to do with food.
Well, it's not a bad beat it. Eat it, then...
No, it doesn't. I mean, you could say open wide... Well, yeah, open wide, eat it.
How about that, Phil?
If you want to be crude, I don't understand the need to be crude.
Oh, this guy.
Phil, he's trying to find his way here.
Let me say, it's not like I'm some kind of a punk, though, in the advertising. You know what I'm saying, Ted?
Okay, no, you're not a punk, but what's with the shrug of the shoulders?
Gentlemen, let's keep our eye on the ball here. So you're saying Bob Green, open wide for Bob Green.
No, I can't. It's Fraser Foods, because I got partners. They're not going to go for it. I say, here it is. Fraser Foods, open wide, and then eat. How about this? Rudy, say eat it.
Eat it.
Okay, I'll point to you and you say it. Fraser Foods, open wide.
Eat it. I don't know, man.
No, Bob, that's not making it, okay?
Oh, it's not making it. Why don't... Bob, if all you want to do is be crude, my intention was never to be crude. My intention was always to provide a really good cell line for our meat, or for my meat.
Yeah, so put it in your mouth. Look, I heard the new line, which was, I earnestly want to drive my meat into your mouth.
I never said any such thing.
No, he dabbled with a lot of different slogans, Bob, but that wasn't it.
You didn't adopt that one.
No, I didn't adopt that. What's this asinine?
All right. Rudy, you're on cue, okay? At Fraser Foods. Wait, open wide for Fraser Foods.
Eat it.
I don't think so, man.
No, I don't. It's,
Well, I kind of like it, so,
Well, Bob, years ago, you had your nephew on. Oh, no, that was Rudy,
Yeah, Rudy couldn't... Rudy, remember that?
Oh, my nephew, did a jingle for me. I don't know where... Where's Ruben? Ruben, do you know Bob Green?
Hey, how you doing, Ruben? I'm Bob Green. I got Fraser Foods.
Oh, yes, we met, I think a couple of times over dinner.
He needs a jingle like you did for me, you know, like advertising jingle. And he has Fraser Foods. And so we're working with Fraser Foods, open wide for Bob Green, and then I say eat it.
At Fraser Foods, everything for the family at Fraser Foods. Open wide for the family, Bob Green's sliding it. No.
Yeah, see, everybody wants to go down, slide it in, and...
You're going to have to do... You know what? You've had such an influence on him, Ted.
Wait, what do you mean he's had an influence? I'm an original thinker.
Well, what do you do? You have to say eat it.
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's the one I came up with. I don't know.
Say it. Do it. Put it in context. You guys, you know...
Yeah, nobody knows what you're talking about. Is there a full song? Is there a full jingle?
Yes, here it is. At Fraser Foods, eat it.
Yeah, that's what we were, and we'd have a bunch of kids going, wee! You know how kids jump up and down on a trampoline? They're jumping up and down, and they're going, Fraser Foods, eat it. And
boy, I don't know, man. I think you're going to get parents, and...
Oh, give me a break, will you? What do you mean, I'm a parent. What's wrong with that? Oh,
well, come on, man. It's not the kids are saying something that's offensive, possibly.
What's offensive?
I appreciate you being on my side, Ted, but... what is offensive?
Wait a minute. We want to put our meat in your mouth, coming into families' homes every day in Southern California, and they've come to accept it. They've come to take it, okay? So when Ted Bell comes to their house and I say I want to put my meat in your mouth, they stand there and they go, fuck.
All right, take it easy.
He's pissed off.
I know he's pissed off.
What's he pissed off about?
He feels that he's trying to help me and you're in the way.
Now, Phil, you know, let me work on this. Bob, what did you say?
What you said was like this, Bob. Fraser Foods for your family. Fraser Foods for your life. Fraser Foods for your family. Fraser Foods.
Eat it.
What the fuck is...
Take it easy, will you?
I'm sorry. Well, it's a beautiful melody.
It was a lovely melody, but it then all of a sudden, Ruben, it just dissolves.
Hold on, man. Because I worked in this... I like Fraser... What do you think of that?
I think Fraser Foods for your family and for your life is great. Okay?
Let me just jump in. It's great. And then having...
Having Rudy come in...
Hold on, Phil. I got it. Having Rudy come in...
Yeah, having Rudy come in is something that is too coarse.
It's very much against the grain.
See, what I was thinking is...
Will you hold on? Go ahead, Margaret.
Boop.
Hey, Bob, I'm the host of the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Phil, we're funning. All right, Rudy?
Yeah, okay, so, Ruben, go ahead.
Fraser Foods for your family. Fraser Foods for your life. See, that's a little bit of a sort of a 40s jazz step. Fraser Foods for your family. Fraser Foods for your life. When it comes to our meat.
Eat it.
I'm trying to get it to rhyme, you know.
Well, it's getting there. It's getting there.
See, Bob, this is it. This is the creative process. I'm Ted Bell.
Yay!
The other thing, I want to get to a point on your show, Phil, when I say something and a guy applauds me. That'd be great.
Well, how about say, I'm Bob Green?
I'm Gob Green. Just said I'm Gob.
Not you're Gob Green.
I can't.
You can't what?
He said I'm Gob Green. I can't applaud that.
I'm going to do it again if you don't mind. I'm Bob Green.
Hey. Bob, the best of luck.
Can I one more? Hold on, Phil. Ruben's got to go ahead, Ruben.
Fraser Foods for your family. Fraser Foods for your life. Fraser Foods for your... Oh, shit.
Don't say shit on the...
Okay, guys. Thanks very much. Keep working on it.
Phil, but remember, Fraser Foods, we're at 15th and 15th, 15th Street, Buena Park. Fraser Foods. Rudy?
Eat it.
Okay?
Great. Thanks a lot.
Man.
Bob Green, huh?
I think that eat it is killing him. I think he's hanging it up.
That's it. He thinks that's the real key to the commercial, but it's hang. I like the melody.
Yeah, see, I thought Ruben's melody, Fraser Foods for your family.
Wait, Phil, I'm the professional. Fraser Foods.
God, Margaret, why don't you let people, you know, what, you got to jump in with your Broadway credentials?
All right, go ahead, Phil.
I'm not trying to rob your limelight here, or any, or however you would say that.
Rob my limelight?
Go ahead, Mr. Green. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Green. Oh, well, thanks a lot, everybody. Fraser Foods.
I got it. Wait. Fraser Foods for your family. Fraser Foods for your life. Fraser Foods in... Gosh.
Yeah, Fraser Foods in Canton. In Can... In Men... In Dan... Oh, here it is. Fraser Foods for your family. Fraser Foods for your life. Fraser Foods and your manly. Fraser Foods avoid strife. And then...
Yeah, and then eat it, you know.
You know what, Phil? Show Phil Hendry something that a crippled child has worked on her entire life. Something she's put her guts into, even though she can barely move her hands.
Tinkle, tinkle. Okay, well, we got that one out. I didn't think that we'd get to the end of that story. Thanks a lot.
You know what we're talking about, Phil.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, for God's sake. Fraser Foods for your family. Fraser Foods so you're manly. What?
Hey, look, Phil, you should be recording these. I'm just not going to sit here and pour them out and you're not recording. Fraser Foods for your family. Fraser Foods for your life. Fraser Foods, if you're manly. Fraser Foods, avoid strife. Bud?
Eat it. Get the... It's stuck.
It's stuck?
It's stuck and it sucks. That's what I think of that. It's stuck and it sucks. I'm Phil Hendry.
The clouds are on fire.
World famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
And don't forget, you guys, to get over to facebook.com/PhilHendryFans. Tell us the bar fight you'd most like to see, and we'll set that one up and then have you guys vote on who you think will win.
It's very involved, but make sure you know, facebook.com,
it's not very involved.
Well, facebook.com/PhilHendryFans.
Yeah, get over there. We'll see you there.
We'll see them there.
We will. I'll see you there. Yeah, see you later, guys.
Jesus, what the hell is this? He stops for a